Because freedom and liberty are not a spectator sport. We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacy Ann.
Hello, Movers and Shakers. I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in, and I want to remind you that you can share this broadcast on our podcast network. I want to say thank you to Capital Pond for being a show sponsor. Loans are a quick way to borrow money with few questions asked. They offer solutions that provide cash you need without selling your cherished belongings and cover your short-term financial needs. Give them a call, 503-385-1394, cappond.com. I'm going to put an interesting article that I have discovered that basically, here's the headline. It's from the Epoch Times. So it's the Epoch, E-P-O-C-H times.com. Great source of national headlines that you can use. Again, news that you can use. In this particular, I'm not going to get into the details of this, but I'll give you the headlines. People who recover from COVID-19, very low risk of reinfection. Think about that. So if you have had COVID-19, then your immunities are built up, right? So this whole idea that even if you've had COVID-19, you should get the jab is something to consider. Many of you have asked me, hey, where's Joshua? As you know, when I had Good Morning Salem, our daily morning show, Joshua would oftentimes come on Tuesdays and share his knowledge and wisdom and insight with us. And so in the studio, I'm excited to share with you Joshua Michael. So glad to have you here, my friend. How are you doing?
Glad to be here.
Oh my goodness. It's been probably, I want to say like 2 months since you and I have had a chance to kind of wrestle with some of the headlines and things that have been going on. And there's a lot that has happened. The last time you and I were together, we were like, when are we going to be free of this mask mandate? Mm-hmm. Well, we walked through the other side of that. And, you know, Josh, I just have to make a quick note here. It's surprising to me how many people are holding on to that mask.
Well, we anticipated it. You know, there's a lot of mental illness that's been fermented in this entire pandemic, and people have acclimated and adapted to their Stockholm syndrome with the masks in droves. I anticipated about 20% of people, and that's pretty much what I see. They've literally adopted this thing like it's a blanket, mm-hmm. or it's a little baby blankie. Mm-hmm. And within good reason. I mean, a lot of these people, they're still scared of the virus. I'm more scared of the vaccinated people mm-hmm. than the virus. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about a lot of the information that's coming out, a lot of the information that's being censored. You know, as we talked about on the show hundreds of times, mm-hmm. the dangers of censorship, and we're really seeing the effects of that on how it affects and is affecting society, the feed of information, what people know and what they don't know. And they've basically been able to almost successfully roll out an ad campaign surrounding a vaccine that is one of the most unsubstantiated, tested system ever. Mm-hmm. And people are falling toward it.
Yes.
They're falling right on the needle is what I like to say. And there is... It's unbelievable the amount of stuff that's going on with that.
Well, and so much of the information is being hidden from the public, the general public. And I'm reminded that while campaigning under this administration, they said, oh, we want to be so transparent and we want to be, you know, with the people. And just last week, there was a press conference. Oh, it was about a week and a half ago, I guess now. The days just all run together. That they want to go door to door. The administration is planning to go door to door, knocking to insist that people get this, what I call the jab. It's not really, again, we'll say this, we've said it before, it's not a vaccination.
It's an inoculation.
It's an inoculation, and they're going to go door to door, which I tell people, you don't have to answer the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's none of their business.
Well,
and
it's more sophisticated than that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we think, oh, door to door, they're going to send you a letter in the mail. No, mm-hmm. they're going to be tracking you by your phone number and your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the form of how they reach you and how you authorize and opt into their program. This is the same program that they're doing in China. There's people that forget their cell phones in China. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They can't get into their apartment complex without scanning the QR code without their phone. Mm-hmm. They're locked out.
Yes.
And so you have to have that. And so they're basically the biggest Trojan horse in the world, I think, this century has been the cell phone.
Well, let's just talk about that. Let's unpack that for a moment, because there, I know many families, there's that one or two who've held out, I'm not getting a cell phone, or I'm not going to get the smartphone. I'm going to keep the old school phone. I don't want my phone to dictate everything I do in my life. And we've, in our family, the older generation generally has been that one. And we've kind of made fun of them. Come on, get up into the modern age. You know, you can do it if so-and-so did it. And now so much of our lives, just think about how much of our lives are connected to this phone.
Well, they don't call it the World Wide Web for no reason.
Mm.
And that is because they have literally built and established a society of a web that has completely encapsulated our forms and ways of communication, to where we have to use these things now to communicate. And we've gone away with all the old ways. And I'm in utility infrastructure for telecommunications and things like that. They're literally getting rid of what's called a POTS line, which is that old school analog phone.
Mm-hmm.
Most places don't have that anymore. They're running IP-based phones and or digital analog type phones, but everything's still being digitized, and they're digitizing things because it's easier to divert that information to the NSA spy channels and the DOD spy channels. It's a lot easier when it's all digitized, because then they just grab that feed, duplicate it, send one to their servers, and send one to the path that they're going to go. And this has been explained, you know, with Edward Snowden and all the stuff that he's exposed and everything else. I mean, this is old news. And a lot of people, because it's human nature, just like they've acclimated to the masks, they are testing our parameters of what we will and will not put up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's different parts of the world, like Canada, that are in full lockdown. Australia, they're actually taking people out of their homes and ripping them out of their homes for simply saying, hey, COVID is a hoax, or we're going to do a anti-mask rally. And police are showing up and literally taking them and saying, in the name and the safety of our community, for public health and public safety, this is why this is such a slippery slope. They're taking them away and basically throwing them into gulags.
And let me remind you that in Australia and in Canada, they do not have the beauty of the Constitution and the First Amendment. And right now, this is a full frontal assault on our Constitution.
Well, it is. And it's the color of law.
Mm-hmm.
All these corporations, the hospitals, the medical centers, and they use it, oh, we're saving and we're protecting. We're going to go along with these masks still. They're still implementing, you know, their ridiculous mask policies. There's some corporations that are doing it. And they're simply violating people's rights. And, you know, and it's a color of law. It's if we put up with it and we don't have a proper judiciary system that's going to actually hold these people accountable, what's to say that our Constitution has any type of value, you know? And that's the danger, slippery slope. That's the thing with big tech. That's the dangers of the censorship. With the amount of censorship going on, there's no way to gain traction in any movement. We've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen some of the America's frontline doctors, or 17 of the best doctors, last May.
Mm-hmm.
They came out, they all got together. We played a couple segments of the video in our last show, but they simply said, hey guys, I know everybody's scared of this pandemic. None of the mainstream media are talking to us or anything like that. So we're just going to do this. We have real life examples of thousands of patients that we've dealt with and we've cured.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not to worry. We need hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin.
Problem solved.
Yeah. Let's not get crazy. Boom. They were deplatformed. They were censored. They were, you know, delicensed. You know, I know Simone Gold, she lost her license in California because of it. So it's not about anything, but I think the control of information.
Mm-hmm.
And COVID has been the excuse to basically take all of those rights away. And we've all been cowered into our homes and people have been scared to communicate and they're scared to talk. I mean, think about the psychological warfare that is undergoing right now. And they've got us. And what are we doing? Back to our original point.
Mm-hmm.
We're still relying on these devices to communicate. And what are they doing? They are running interference.
Yes.
We are opting into their digital systems to communicate, and we're not going outside of that. And so they have us.
Yes.
We know they're spying on us. We know they're listening to our phone calls. We know all of these things, yet we still use it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, to me, one of the biggest downfalls. Aside from this rollout of this vaccine, which we can talk about, I think it's honestly, you know, this vaccine is the largest assault on the human population globally ever.
Well, and I think that it's important, you know, we're laying the facts as it is. And I know you have said in a previous interview that I've done with you, you and I have done a show, that this really is COVID was a rerouting, a way to get force people to do vaccinations. Because
Certificate
there was such
of vaccination mm-hmm. ID.
Yes.
That's what COVID stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Certificate of vaccination ID.
Mm-hmm.
They have literally talked about this with Operation Lockstep. We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Crimson Contagion. There are other elements tied in with this. And if you ever follow and kind of notice how along the way over these past years, and you know, different agencies will have these press conferences and they'll say things that don't quite line up with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're operating under an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
They're operating under a template. And so they're moving forward with their template, whether society is caught up with them or not.
Mm.
And so sometimes they'll say things that don't quite make any sense.
It reminds me of when you watch something on TV and their lips are moving, but the voice is off.
Exactly.
It's kind of how it is in our society right now. And so, you know, I've been like this before. I'll continue to be like this. You know, it's one thing to lay it out, lay the facts out, the things that we're experiencing right now. And you and I have talked about this, and it's like a boa constrictor. You know, we're all restricted, and then we get a little bit of relief and we think, oh, freedom.
Yep.
But we know
and
another
squeeze
is
coming
on. That's
exactly what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So why everybody's distracted thinking we got freedom and we're going, oh yeah, we got our mask back. Everything's going back to normal. They're doing that for one of two things. The first one is, one, they want to give you a taste of freedom again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like starving a small child and then giving them a piece of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're more likely to do what you want
to
them to do.
Yep.
If they can get another piece of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing. We are being experimented on in that sense.
Yeah.
So in that, the second thing I think is that they want the shedding and the mRNA spike proteins to spread throughout the entire population to all the unvaccinated people. So they want people congregating again. And so they're creating a petri dish to get all of that spreading, to get everybody sick everything going
that
on.
That sounds like a conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy at all.
When we get back from this break, I definitely want you to go into that. And I want you, through all your research, you know, because I've been told I'm a conspiracy, you know, I'm buying into all of this. But, you know, like our friend Alex Jones, he way years ahead, he was saying this was coming and everybody deplatformed him. He was like the first one and said he was crazy. And look, it's come to pass. It's almost like it's prophetic. And so we want to give you information. You're probably thinking, friends, I don't know what to do. What do I do? What do I do next? How do I guard against this? How do I untangle myself from this web of digital? How do we create our own digital disturbance in a sense to get unhooked from all of this? We're going to bring some solutions after this break. You're listening to Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann, and today Josh is along for the ride. So glad to have you tuning in today. We'll be back after this.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
Welcome back, Movers and Shakers. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to our show today, and our topic is very intriguing, and it has me on the edge of my seat. I'm sure it does you as well. I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Sunderland Insurance, for being our show sponsor today. Country Financial. Give Bill a call, 503-885-0780. Now, interesting, here is an interesting quote, and let's see, Josh, if you know who said this. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute a new government.
Jefferson. Like
Thomas Jefferson. That's right. And, you know, when we talk about all of these things that are being ushered in by our government, and then you have the assistance, as we were talking about in last segment, of this vaccination effort, and now they're wanting to go door to door, and how they've got us all on a digital platform of some sort or another to track our lives. And I remember back in the day when everything was going paperless, it's like, this makes sense. It's so much easier. We're going to save the trees.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, no, I need my hands-on paper calendar.
Yeah.
I need my file folder still, because in an instant, there's disturbance, there's electricity out, even a radio station. We've had time off the air because we're internet-based now. The old school of doing the radio like they used to do it isn't even the same. So there's so much dependent upon internet, upon cell towers, upon, you know, our TV is internet-based, cable-based, all of those things. Nothing is as it was when I was growing up as far as how we're getting our information. So my question to you, Josh, you know, everybody's saying, oh, you guys are so, you know, you're following a conspiracy, you know, just go along to get along, you know. It's life or death, friends. It really is.
Yeah, we are not in normal times anymore. The assault on the world population has been moved from beta to where they are actually engaging it. They stripped away all of our normalcies. They've stripped away all of our habits in the name of COVID. They've completely disrupted everything in your life so they can get you to opt into their vaccine.
Yes. And we talked about the Constitution, and one of the things, we just watched the Non-Compliant movie. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch that yet.
I heard it was good. I haven't seen it.
Fantastic. Yeah. And you can get a copy. You can watch it, and there's no cost to you. Noncompliantmovie.com. Noncompliantmovie.com with Chris Ann Hall. And basically, she's saying silence is consent. And she gives an illustration that if someone takes someone else's car, and they're tooling around for a couple weeks while that person is on vacation, just by the fact that they have the car does not make it right that they've taken it and that that's theirs now. And so when we talk about liberty and this government intrusion against our Constitution guaranteed rights, just because they've been exercising this power doesn't mean it's theirs to take. And so we, the people, the citizens, have to wake up. Now, Josh, I'm all about, you know, telling the reality of what's going on, but we also need to, I feel like we have a responsibility to tell people or help people understand what they need to, what can they do? What can they be doing right now?
Well, the best thing to do is to get information out and question everything. Question everything that I'm telling you. But don't go to the traditional channels to find it. They've been working on consolidating the media for 30 or 40 years.
Right.
If you are still using Google to search anything, you are not getting real information. Google is working in tandem with this whole operation with the United Nations, the World Health Organization. That's kind of who's pulling the strings behind this whole thing in Facebook. They are working actively on censoring. They've hired 100, Facebook has hired 100,000 people to go online and seek out anything that would be deemed disinformation. If you
So, Josh, when you're talking about 100,000 people to going online and going after any information that would be deemed misinformation, this is almost like digital warfare, isn't it? Where they're trying to zap out any information that would counter, and that's so...
It's like a new arms race.
It's an arms race.
If they can censor, deplatform, and defund, and basically destroy all of their opposition, their victory will be the future. Their victory will be the future of information, the control and the feed of information. That has been the goal, and entirely, which is why you have, they're giving away Amazon Echoes when you buy something. That's because they need to listen to you, because you are the threat. If you start thinking for yourself, if you start diverting off of the program or saying, hey, wait a minute, all these people are dying around me, all these people are getting sick from this vaccine, I better say something. Mm-hmm. I better warn something. And maybe you never know, that person might have the silver tongue to be able to get through to people and start reaching millions and millions of people. They can't have that, so they can preemptively knock down that trend as it starts to grow. But it's kind of interesting, because the more they push, the harder they squeeze, the harder the opposition becomes. We are establishing and building a resistance to it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people know a lot about this information, mm-hmm. and the information's already out there. So aside from, you know, doing a mass extermination on the planet, these people are going to get rooted out wherever they decide to go on this planet.
Here's the thing I don't understand, and maybe this is more information to come out, but all of these individuals that are a part of this plan, they're so big on getting the jab. Have they gotten the jab themselves, or do you think they got the saline?
Yeah,
one?
There's reports now that they can't hide that a lot of people have been getting and giving the saline. So the people on the top are getting the saline injections, meanwhile they're giving other people not. And then, you know, how is it that Walgreens is like, oh, oops, we accidentally gave the saline bottle instead of the COVID-19 bottle? You guys are telling me that those are right next to each other? It's like the difference between beer and milk in the fridge. You know, do you accidentally grab milk to drink some milk and say, oh, oops, I'm sorry. It doesn't happen. They have to. That part of the PR on how these people operate, and we've seen it time and time and time and time and time again, when companies like Facebook or Twitter, they over-censor, they overstep, or there's a backlash, or, you know, they accidentally administer this. Some people have actually received multiple vaccinations, multiple doses, and they're like, oops, sorry, it was an accident. Yeah, we accidentally gave you like four shots or four doses instead of one.
Unbelievable.
And so, you know, in some cases, yeah, there is an instance where it's an accident. But for the most part, they're just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing to see how far they can get away with it.
And it's a revelation that people are starting to understand what we can do to stand strong in our own circles of influence and even at a higher level in our state. And I want to read this, came out about a week and a half ago from Mary Starrett, the commissioner in Yamhill County. When we come back from this break, I want to share it with you. We'll be back after this.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it.
This is my favorite.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacey Ann.
Welcome back, Movers and Shakers. Next segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about some things going on in the community, but we're right in the middle of it. I've got Josh here, and we're talking about things that we need to be doing to stay alert, stay aware, stay engaged, stay active. Remember, liberty and freedom is not a spectator sport. We've got to stand, and we've got to continue to stay engaged. We cannot give up. I know it can be overwhelming at times, but I am so proud of Mary Starrett. She is the commissioner of Yamhill County, and she posted this about a week and a half ago. It says, I've been requesting Yamhill County HHS include access to the latest CDC Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System data, or also known as VAERS, on the county website. Ethically, we as the local public health authority must give more balanced information to medical consumers. It's a start. And for all who've been struggling with Oregon employer or college and university COVID vaccine mandates, there is a long overdue acknowledgement. Listen to this. The FDA updated the EUA fact sheet for all three COVID vaccines to let people know that you have a choice to get or not to get the vaccine. Attorneys across the U.S. are saying forcing someone to receive the vaccine to attend college or keep your job violates federal common rule. And then there's three links here, and I'll put this up on the KSLM, and I'll also put it in the show plan for today. But that takes boldness, and it's truth. Who would have thought it would be so bold of a commissioner? Why does it have to go clear to the commission level? You would think that public health official, those people working in the system, they are so blinded by their paycheck, I believe, and they're worried that they're not going to be able to provide for their family if they stand up against. Where are the bold, courageous folks within the system is saying, this isn't right? Where are the whistleblowers? Where are they, Josh?
Dr.TenPenny.com.
Okay.
That's where most of the doctors are, or AmericasFrontlineDoctors.com.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting out there, and you know, if you go to America's Frontline Doctors, they're providing you with waivers, cease and assist orders you can provide for your children,
mm-hmm.
Because as I predicted last summer or last winter, this coming fall, and they're already beta testing it in the media, that they're going to require vaccines for children to go back to school. Mark mm-hmm. my words, they're going to do that. And so they're already testing to see if that's something that we'll put up with. I'm pretty certain that Oregon will put up with it, and Oregon will be the cutting edge for that requirement, because our Board of Education is so bad here.
Well, and I want to remind folks, when they're talking about this at the college level, and I thought it was interesting when they selected the person who won the $1 million from the, you know, from getting the COVID shot, and you got in the lottery, which is just crazy. It was a college student.
Yeah.
I think that's by design. I want to encourage your listeners, and I've mentioned this before, and again, I'll put this on our show plan too. There's also the Informed Consent Action Network. It says if your employer is requiring the CV shot, please contact us. And their mm-hmm. email is freedom@icandecide.org. So there's resources out there. We just need to collaborate and get them to you. And certainly as we're talking about the students and going back this fall, there are a lot of students, I think, that may not go to college this year.
Yeah, probably not. And it's damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Scenario. And that's how we've been maneuvered. You know, the recent VARS, there's over 9,000 reported deaths on the VARS website. They just updated it July 7th.
I got this update. I want to read
this. 438,440 reports.
Well, I just got this from, from my friend Brianna. And she said, she posted this a little bit ago, and it said 2,000 more deaths added this week alone to VAERS. Total is that shy of 10,000 more than all the Vs combined, all other vaccines combined. What will happen to those once the flu season, those who've gotten the vaccination once the flu season starts?
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy when it's adding that much. And here's a thought, and I thought this was really good. My friend Amy said, so the VAERS death and side effects website only gives about 1-10% of the reported cases. This was a study done by Harvard in 2010. So if there's already over 10,000 deaths, and of course that's, you know, this show is pre-recorded, so we'll probably, you know, be even higher by the time this actually plays, that we can assume that there's anywhere from 10 to a million deaths now.
Mm-hmm.
Mass genocide is what my friend Amy said. And I think this is something that we really kind of get the word out. And when we talk about being around those who have been vaccinated, what can people do? Because there is this shedding thing a real thing?
Absolutely.
I've heard people getting headaches, having bloody noses,
mm-hmm.
Females, their cycle is off.
Their cycle has been going on for months.
It won't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It won't start. Miscarriaging.
Yep.
These are all reports that I've heard from people that I know. This isn't rumor mill, friends.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that have happened, and so much so that it makes me suspect of being around those with
yep.
the shedding.
Exactly. And that I think is where the real issue lies, right? And
mm-hmm.
that's also why, you know, I think that they are opening things up.
Mm.
You know, how do you stir the pot? How do you get people to start spreading it to everybody? And you know, who knows what the effects are, you know, with it. But once you get that shot, your body starts producing this protein. It doesn't stop. It doesn't turn off. And, you know, Dr. Tenpenny will elaborate, if you guys go on there, she'll elaborate in droves of what it does. And you got to remember, it's not a virus that they're administering to you. It's an mRNA, like subparticles. So they do different things to different people. It's not going to be like a smallpox vaccine or a chickenpox vaccine, which literally focuses on the chickenpox virus. It's an mRNA to where it just, it's kind of like a, one of those spiky tentacle things. And, you know, in some cases it has heart attacks. And if you notice now, the CDC is having to report on the heart inflammation with that. And it's only getting worse because they can't hide these numbers. They can't hide this information. With the VARS and with the COVID vaccine, as of right now, the top 50 cause of deaths, COVID shot has made it to that list in the United States.
And the difficulty is, if you've just been through a drive-through clinic and you didn't get it through your doctor's not necessarily going to know. And the difficulty as well is all of the testing. There's something going wrong. You know, just recently my mom had a heart incident and they had to run through all these tests. So you think about the extreme rate of having tests and the doctors and the financial strain that this is putting on people.
It's a cash cow. Why would you not do it? I mean, it's a triple whammy for these guys. And you know, it's really sad. And a lot of people that I do talk to about it, because I talk to everybody about it, you know, as you get the vaccine, how do you feel about it? Like, why did you get it? What made you want to get it?
What did they say to you?
They're scared to death. And, you know, now they're like on like this, it's like fear porn, you know, they're completely addicted to fear. They got shocked so hard last year. They weren't prepared for it. The carpet got ripped out from under them. And they're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You're seeing people fall apart and collapse in the middle of the streets in China. And you're going, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I don't know what to do. Buy toilet paper. We're going to buy hand sanitizer. We're going to do this and we're going to stay home. And whoa, 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 this is crazy. I lost my job and now I can't go to work. And now I'm this. And oh man, my kids can't go to school. Now my kids are stuck with me. My whole life has been disrupted.
Well, and we got and jerked out of that comfortable state.
Absolutely. And that's by design. It's by design, because not in a million years under any other circumstances would they be able to push this mRNA vaccine down the throats. Now you have people in droves. Well, at least they were. I don't know how much anymore, because more of this data is coming out. People are starting to get educated and say, well, wait a minute, wait a minute. So Tenpenny talks about, and she talks about, she says about 18 months is the magical number in typical doses to where you'll really start seeing the effects.
Does she talk at all about, and again, what was that website for folks to go to?
Well, the easiest one is Dr. Ten, just how you say Ten, T-E-N-Penny, P-E-N-N-Y.com. And she has a huge thing of information. She has a ton of podcasts. She has a TV show on there. She'll break everything down. Also, Stu Peters. I don't know if you guys know who Stu Peters is. He is on the front lines with this, talking with these doctors specifically about this. And he proposes the question, what information do you guys have that kind of go in tandem with some of these reports, the magnetism reports, you know, different reactions and everything else? And they just simply go through the information of their own personal experiences, their own personal data and everything else. And what's so interesting about all of this is that all of this could have been avoided. You know, with the frontline doctors coming out last May stating, hey, the pandemic can be over in a matter of a month. If you look at what Mexico did, Mexico opened last year because they rolled out basically a mandatory ivermectin 12 dose program to anybody and everybody that had symptoms. And so they wiped the whole pandemic out. And that's why Mexico was like open last year. And there's these doctors that were on Joe Rogan that talked about it that have now been deplatformed off of YouTube.
Of course.
And they are the most like straight and narrow doctors out there. They don't inflate anything and just lay out the facts. And now they're being, you know, completely dismantled in their reputation and everything, and being called conspiracy theorists.
Well, and we have a responsibility to stay informed and keep our head in the game. We've got to get the information for ourselves. And we also have to rise up and take care of our health.
Yep.
And we need to do things. I'm really curious as to what they're saying, what we can do to guard ourselves and to make sure that we're healthy, that the shedding coming towards us, any of these, anybody in our family who have had this jab, what can they do? What can we help them with once they realize? Because that's what's happening. A lot of people, their eyes are opening and they're like, oh my goodness, I should have never gotten this. What can we do? We're going to be back. We're going to go to break. We'll be back right after this.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
Returning now to more of Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann.
Welcome back, Movers and Shakers. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann, and I wanted to go through some community calendar things coming up. So important that we stay connected in our community. And if you have something that you'd like to get to me, send to me at stacy@kslm.news. I'll put it on our community calendar. Coming up, I'm so excited. I'm going to be traveling July 21st through the 24th, the Freedom Fest, and you can go to freedomfest.com. In the Black Hills of South Dakota, there's going to be all kinds of speakers, people really celebrating liberty and freedom, and I'm excited to bring that to you. I'll be partnering with Jeff in the morning during Political Coffee, and we'll have some interviews in the morning, and then we'll be doing some updates during the day. So Freedom Fest is coming up. July 21st as well, Connections 365 is Picnic and Celebration, and of course, this is a wonderful program that partners with families in the community that host foster children. If you'd like more information, give them a call, 503-339-5225. And then the Hope Run for Salem's Pregnancy Clinic, Hope Pregnancy Clinic, will be August 14th, and they are signing folks up. Let's get behind our pregnancy clinic here in Salem. Sign up at hopeforsalem.org by August 1st, or give them a call, 503-364-2464. And then the River Church, they've got a fabulous celebration happening. It's called the Big Bash, going to happen the 20th through the 22nd, right out front of the church off of Portland Road, and it's going to be a fun-filled family event all weekend long. Bands, food, celebration, booths, all kinds of things. And so that's on your calendar for August. We're going to get back to the conversation that we've been holding. Boy, Josh, I'm telling you what, it is season that we're in, and I want to help our listeners know, as we've talked about in the previous segments, about the effects and what the government is doing as far as really now they're talking about going door to door, making sure, and they make it sound like it's for your good. We want to make sure you have this vaccine. And then those of us who say, no, I don't want the jab, you know, no, thank you. You know, I've read all the information and I want no part of that. Now they're trying to force it in a sense. And there's also some concerns about being around those who might have, with a shedding, you'll hear this called shedding, being influenced by the shedding. It's a little overwhelming, Josh. And what can we do to be proactive? Because there's other things with this. We talk about we're all on the phone. We're all wrapped up into our phones and online and internet and stuff. Is it too much to say that perhaps, you know, we could totally have a blackout, no electricity, no internet, no telephone? What do we do then?
Well, just like anything, get prepared. Think about how you can sustain in a civilization with no power or internet for, I would say, a six-month period, you know, because they could essentially have rolling blackouts, but they can say, oops, sorry, that was a mistake. We accidentally turned off half the West Coast power. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, but we can't quite get it back on yet. Mm-hmm. So just stay put. Everything's fine, and we'll protect you. We're going to roll FEMA or the UN programs for civilization breakdown. We're going to send them to your neighborhood, and they'll help protect you. But by the way, nobody can be armed. So you're just going to have to turn in your weapons as well, or any of your Second Amendment. We're going to revoke all of that as well, just for the safety and the health of the community.
Under emergency declaration, under emergency cause, that flattened the curve 2 weeks under emergency clause ended up being 16 months here in Oregon.
Yeah.
So and you can see the precedent, right?
Yeah. And they're getting bolder and bolder because they're having to progress their agenda. Their agenda is to take away all of our rights, take away all of our guns, and completely wipe the Constitution off the face of the planet. Anybody that descends off of that, where are you going to go? You know, there's, you know, you can look at John McAfee, right? Mm-hmm. You know, as eccentric or however he was, he actually tried and successfully left the country, went off the grid, and was operating as such.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a very eccentric lifestyle, so it kind of caught up to him. But if he were just to go hide in under a rock, you know, there's ways to do that. But if essentially, you have to, I think people really need to understand that this is a global problem. This is a global mm-hmm. orchestration. It's being ran globally by the UN and the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
They are orchestrating this at a global scale. This is what they've always wanted. So, you know, being as it may, the United States is at this point, there's other countries that are further along in this agenda and this template in which they're beta testing, you know, removing people from their homes and challenging these different rolling blackouts. And you know, in Australia, they'll turn off your power if you don't cooperate with them. There's actually been reports where they've done that. They've arrested that pastor in Canada.
Yes.
Who was simply just speaking out against things during their lockdown. You know, their prime minister praises China for their dictatorships. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. So they're openly rolling this out because it's all equally getting exposed.
Yes.
So that's why it says we're on this race, right? This race of information. As quickly as people can wake up and realize we're not in Kansas anymore, we're not in 2019, we're not in 2015, we're not in 2008, we're not in 1919. We're not in 1929 when the Great Depression happened. We, you know, we're not in World War II. This is a modern assault on the world's population to try to consolidate industries and basically get a large portion of the population sick.
It's a big power grab, and there's evil behind it. And I love this quote from Thomas Jefferson, when injustices become law, resistance become duty. And we have a duty. We have a duty to take care of our own. And that's why I love the Constitution. It shows us our personal responsibility. Our rights do not come from the government. Our unalienable rights come from God.
Mm-hmm.
And it circles back around for me. Kind of funny to use that term. That we need to make sure we're right with our Maker, with our Creator God. We need to get right with Him. And when we're walking with Him, He's going to guide us. And we don't have to walk in a spirit of fear. Over and over and over again in the Word of God, it talks about be bold and be courageous. We are not given in to a spirit of fear. Fear to me is false evidence appearing real. And boy, isn't that the truth right
now? Absolutely.
So true. So we want to get first right with God. What else should we be doing, Josh?
You need to start reaching out to your active community mm-hmm. within your neighborhood. You need mm-hmm. to reach out to your neighbor across the street and to that neighbor across the other street and next door and start talking with them, feeling them out, seeing where they're at. If there is a civilization breakdown,
mm-hmm.
Through all the information that I've read, the best thing to do and the people that survive in the chaos is communities.
Yes.
And you have to operate as such. You have to have, you know, multiple families working
yes.
together, and you have to kind of set, you know, the neighborhood watch concept
mm-hmm.
And be a leader and reach out and kind of start those conversations with your neighbors. You might be surprised. You might establish some great friendships and really start to pass information and educate them. Look up some of the information that I'm telling you, because right now I'm just looking it up right here. They have the actual guidelines. This is a Lake County guidelines for the door-to-door operators, okay? And this is the knocking. It says right here, if you're nervous, that's okay. We all still get nervous, even if this has been done before, right? Ignore the no soliciting signs, knock, and then back up, right? Mm. So they're telling you—
It's like a salesman prep sheet.
Well, it is, but I mean, the big thing is the no soliciting signs.
Right.
You know, how do you get to work around that? So this is a real reality, just like they locked it down. And the reason they're letting off on everybody right now, the only reason is because they're getting ready to roll out this other next level thing. So can't save everybody, and you can't worry about, you know, the people that you can't read. If they're not on board with what's going on right now and they don't know and they're not receptive to what you're talking about right now, you got to just move on. You got to congregate with the people that are listening and are paying attention, and you're able to bounce some ideas off each other and stuff. So that's what I suggest. Start building your community. Start finding some hard commodities that you can trade with. Spend your money right. Don't go to the movies. Don't be doing all this stuff thinking that you're free and everything's just going to be back to normal soon.
Be in a conservative state of mind of your finances, your resources, even your relationships. And again, I say be connected to fellowship in a church. Sure, you're attending a church that's liberty-minded. Thank you, Josh, for being a part of the show today. Thank you for your real upfront dose of reality that you bring in every single time. I appreciate that. And friends, if you'd like to give us feedback, maybe you have some resources yourself that we don't know about, send me an email, Stacy@kslm.news. Remember, we are overcomers. Have a great weekend.